Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Hey, welcome back. Today, as we spend our time diving into the depths of forgiveness, I hope that you guys have really pondered on your own forgiveness and what it means to forgive someone else. It's really very exciting when you actually get that sense of feeling, you know, true forgiveness, because when you really feel that you have forgiven, there is a peace and a rest that happens that will begin to just sit upon you, and it will begin to envelop you, and you can just do that and move on. And when there's still, you know, crinkly feelings about it, you still maybe need to walk through a different area. You need to walk, maybe there's a place that you need forgiveness. You need to talk to Christ about needing forgiveness from Him, so that you can let go of all the judgments that you have made. Because judgments will keep you in unforgiveness. And when those judgments have been made, you got to get forgiveness from the Holy Father first, and then turn around and be able to give forgiveness. Because it will keep you stuck. And the only way to initially begin to do all that is, you know, forgiveness is an act of the will. You know, David told his, you know, soul, like, why are you so downcast? You know, quit it. Sometimes you just tell your flesh, and you got to tell yourself, no, I choose to do forgiveness. I choose to have forgiveness, and I will work on that every time it's brought up to me. As I told you in this story, on that very first day, I work on it every single time until I know, boom, there's the peace, there's the rest. Oh, I've forgiven all the way now. You know, you have to do that, and you have to choose to do that. I loved a scripture in Job. Job 22, verse 28. It says, "You will decide on a matter, and it will be established for you, and the light will shine on your ways." So you are going to decide whether you forgive or you're not going to forgive. And you can't be blaming it on anyone or anything else, because really, truly, forgiveness is a very personal interaction between you and Christ, so that you can continue to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Because where unforgiveness is, there is torture. We've talked about that. Unforgiveness causes us to embrace strife. We're often unkind. We're harsh, critical. We carry grudges. We get into judgment. So as you spin your wheels walking in unforgiveness, you continue to do so again and again and again. And I've dealt with enough people to know forgiveness doesn't always just come easy just because you want it to. Everybody wants forgiveness to come easy, and we all wish that we were Christ-like. But, you know, when Christ forgave the woman that was thrown down in front of him, caught into adultery, said, "He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone." You guys remember the story, right? So he told her, I don't condemn you. Basically, he forgave her. And then he said, "Go and sin no more." And that's what he was trying to get across. There is this other side. So if we take forgiveness from Christ, we've asked Christ to forgive us for carrying judgments, carrying grudges, you know, being angry, having unrighteous anger towards someone. then we need to receive that forgiveness. Now, sometimes, you know, it's very, very hard. So sometimes you need to help someone to receive forgiveness by allowing them to see themselves receiving it. You ask them, well, what does forgiveness look like to you? And I've had it look like many, many, many different things. And as you are receiving that forgiveness, whatever that looks like to you, I always ask you to bring it inside. And one of the ways you do that is you take a deep breath and you pull that inside. So when you're feeling and you're needing this forgiveness and you're having a hard time, start with that. I know that you've gone through the steps of asking for forgiveness. You know, most everyone here knows enough about Christ to begin those steps. So that as you receive forgiveness, you're pulling it on the inside. Pulling that inside and receiving the forgiveness. Jesus once asked me when I was pretty new in this walk, and I was at a Jeannie Fentress meeting, and he once asked me, and I can't remember what all she was going through, but it was about the cross, and all that he did, everything that he gave, everything that he did, and he asked me one time, what else can I give to you? And of course, I was, you know, just undone. There's nothing else. I can't think of it. I mean, what else could he possibly give to me? What else? There's nothing else that he gave his life. He gave his blood. He was whipped. He was beaten. He took my sin. You know, there was nothing. And, you know, through tears, you know, Jesus, there's nothing. And in that process, then I was able to begin to start receiving the forgiveness that he had for me. You know, staying in a constant state of unworthiness is being disloyal and dishonoring to the work that he has done on the cross. And yes, sometimes it's so, Jesus, please forgive me again. I don't know why I keep doing this. You know, help me. You know, I don't want to do this. And we have to. We have to continue to receive the forgiveness because our flesh continues to act out. Our flesh continues to do wrong. So receiving forgiveness is just as important as giving it. And so sometimes some of us, we know that we've been forgiven for our sins because of the cross. You know, we get preached at it so much. We have forgotten the true reality of it. So I ask you the same question. What else can Jesus do for you? What else? He has given everything. But you have to receive it. And you don't want to dishonor the gift of what he has given to you. So really breathe it in, feel it, walk in that place of forgiveness so that you too can turn around and forgive someone else. So one of the things I like to, you know, always kind of throw into you is, do you think demons want you to forgive? Do you think demons want you to know what forgiveness really is? Do they want you to feel forgiveness? And of course, most of you are going, no, no. We all know, no. Demons have no forgiveness. And I'm sure most of you know that, but I have come across a few people that want, you know, Satan to be saved, and that ain't going to happen. There is not one demon out there. No. Salvation is not for them. Salvation came at the garden time of our sin because we were not made to hold it. So remember, when you are struggling with forgiveness and you're really trying hard, you might have to get rid of a few demons because sometimes walking in unforgiveness and saying you've forgiven, but really not in your heart because you don't have that peace. It's a kind of a way sometimes we use to be able to stay emotionally safe because we don't want to deal with something, or we want to keep someone pushed away. We want to keep people pushed away. The problem is that those kind of safety rules and regulations also keep Jesus pushed away. You can't feel his forgiveness for you either. You can't feel that which, you know, communion reminds you of. Do this in remembrance of me. So maybe the next time you guys take communion, you can really truly do that in remembrance. And anything that goes against that for you, any voices that go against that, you need to get rid of them. You need to send them away, tell them to go where Jesus sends them and leave, and don't go back to that place. Just know that Jesus wants you to know him and to have his forgiveness. Sometimes it's hard, but next time you're taking that communion, really know that you have received that level of forgiveness. And you know, every time it goes deeper. Every time we go deeper and deeper as we grow in our relationship with Christ, the communion, the understanding, the intimacy that you have with Christ in walking in through that forgiveness is amazing, and it continues to grow. So I hope that you guys have enjoyed this week and that you guys have learned a lot about forgiveness. I'm so excited about it, and I'm excited about getting to grow deeper in that area of my life as well. Thank you guys for listening. I look forward to speaking with you again. Thanks. Soul Lives is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.